Good morning, folks, and welcome to another episode of Intimate Catch-Ups with Sarah Marie. I'm Sarah Marie, and you're in the right place if you want to learn all about, like, inspiration, education, and just, like, experiences from my own life. So, still got a cold, still going strong. Today's a really awesome episode, and I was actually super scared to do this episode. And I was, like, in the bathroom, and I was, like, pulling up my skinny jeans, high love handles, and I was like getting into my skinny jeans instead of my yoga pants today, because I was like, this is a very special episode. I've got to get out of my yoga pants and into my skinny jeans. And I was like giving myself a pep talk, because this is like an episode about fear. And I was like, fuck it, I've got to do this episode. This episode is the one. And I was like giving myself a pep talk, and I was just like, tight, folks. And I was like, just like feeling into it. So here's the thing. You've probably heard that saying, feel the fear and do it anyway. I love that saying. And if you don't know where it comes from, I gotta give credit to Susan Jeffers, because she's one of the first authors I read, and goddamn, it's a good book. You should go check out her book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. It's an old book. I think it's like, you're gonna have a quick Google search. I think it was first published in like 1980s. So yeah, I read it like back in the old days when I was like young. Anyways, so that's what this episode is all about, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And cliche, I know, and it's like one of those slogans that's like thrown around on the internet, and there's a shit ton of stuff that's just like thrown around on the internet, and it's like, it's awesome, right? But in a way, it's a little bit lacking substance, folks, lacking substance. So I'm going to give you some substance behind that to feel the fear and do it anyway. Here's the thing with fear. Fear is just excitement with judgment placed on it. How's that for a perspective reframe? And that's further what we're going to be talking about today, because fear is simply excitement with judgment placed on it. It means that you want to do something, but you're judging it. Here's an example from my own little old life. Now, earlier I was like sharing with you guys on my Facebook that I was wanting to share my videos and my audios daily, which I'm super pumped about, but I was feeling really scared. Here's the reason why. I was excited by it, but I was placing judgment on it. And the judgment I was placing on it was the fact that I was thinking that nobody would give a damn and nobody would actually tune into my episodes. And the other thing was, I was thinking that people would see through me. Because as many of you know me from like the last few years, you've seen who I am, how I've evolved, etc., etc. And I was thinking people would think I'm like a fake or a dud or something like this. Anyway, I had to look at that judgment that I was placing on it, and then I had to do a perspective reframe, because it's all in the head, baby, and I had to do a perspective reframe. So what if no one tunes in? Here's the thing. I have got such a full heart for serving, and I've got so much wisdom and knowledge, because I've been doing this a long time, like super long, and I've been in the coaching world for a long time, and I've got so much wisdom, it's just overflowing. So even if nobody tunes in, it's all good, because it's something I really want to do from my heart. And even if I change just one person's life, like just one, I'll be super happy. Just like changing their perspective, their feeling for the day, their emotion, getting them into action, whatever it is, that means a huge deal to me, because I really want to help on a like substantial quality level. Quality level. So that's the thing. So I had to realize it was okay. If nobody tunes in, it's okay. I'm good with it. I still know who I am. I still know that I want to do this. And I still know that I can be of value regardless of how many viewers I get. The other thing was, I was fearing and I was judging the fact that I was thinking that people would see me and be like, she's a dad, I don't resonate with her, she's a dick, whatever, you know? And I realized that that's okay too. I've had people that have thought that about me for years, like off and on, like throughout my life, like, and I've always dealt with it, and it's okay. It doesn't add me, it doesn't break me, it doesn't change who I am, it doesn't change how I feel. So then I had to obviously move through it. So I reframed my perspective, and now here I am moving through it. And I did do a little pep talk in the bathroom before coming on to do this episode, so you know. So yes, fear is false evidence appearing real. But it might feel real to you, and so then it's real. But you know, we've also just spoken about that it's fear is simply excitement with judgment placed on it. And to move through that, you need to know what you're judging, and you need to know how to reframe your perspective. So there you go, that's today's episode. Not gonna do it again. That was third time around, third time lucky, folks. Let's hope. If you did like this episode, please like it and share it with your people. And come on over to Insta and follow me there. That's where I hang out. That's where I'm like dorky doll. And I'm like lying in bed on Planet Lee at night. And I'm like looking at the little grid and trying to work it all out, like a little puzzle. Because I love that stuff. I love that stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye.